The epistle appointed to be read for this, the first Sunday in Advent, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, understand, for it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. The night is far advanced, the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in debauchery and wantonness, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Gospel. Is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, bewildered by the roaring of the sea and waves, men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things that are coming on the world. For the powers of heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now put forth their buds, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Thus, for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. I have many things to say this morning, and I hope that I will remember all things and not leave anything important out. After Mass this morning, today, of course, as you know, is the first Sunday of the month, and all the oblates who are present are kindly asked to remain after Mass and occupy the front pews here on this side of the church. There will be the usual little oblate meeting as scheduled for each month. The calendars are now available. I think I told you last week that there was a big mistake in the calendar, and they had misplaced Ash Wednesday. So they had to take the calendars back and reprint them. And so we have to pay for their mistake. So the calendars this year will be $8 instead of the usual $6. That's exactly what we pay for them. We don't try to make any kind of profit on such things. And those who want calendars today, since Father Francis is in Montgomery, please, Father Bernard will be available outside, and you can tell him what you wish about them. Last week, we placed the little wheat envelopes here in this little basket, and there were quite a few left over. We made some extra ones this year, and try to get one, if you will, for each of the member, the little members and the big members, the young members and the old members of the family, and use these. I definitely encourage you to use these envelopes. I especially encourage you men, you grown old men like myself, to use this symbolic effort on our part with the blessed wheat. Anytime there is something that wants to come across our mouths, from out of our mouths, whether it be an untruth, or blasphemy, or an ugly word, or whatever, whatever, or an angry word, every time you successfully conquer that which is about to happen, or would happen, go and get a grain of wheat and plant it in your little planter. I assure you, when you give this gift to the baby Jesus on Christmas Day, you will be giving him the best gift. Absolutely. He doesn't need our silver. He doesn't need our gold. He made the silver and the gold. What he wants is us. And that little planter that you bring and present to him on Christmas Day is you. And there is nothing that he would prefer to that. Those little sprigs of grass coming up out of the soil in that planter are priceless. Indeed, they are priceless. They are more priceless than all the silver and all the gold. Believe me. These little packets here, use them up. Use them up. I first of all ask you, please keep these to today's bulletins. There are important bits of information in them, and also there's the ceremony and the description of the blessing of the bread. Please keep these, don't lose them. And also when it comes time for December the 17th, we begin what are called the Great O Anaphons. Each day from the 17th of December all the way to Christmas, each day one of these anaphons, one of these O Anaphons is said. And each anaphon proclaims another aspect of the coming of the Messiah. So please keep these and include this in your ceremonial. The Christmas Mass schedule is in today's bulletin, but there was a mistake today. We said Christmas was on Sunday. It is not, it's on Monday. But please remember to check that out. Now, Christmas this year is on Sunday. You certainly may receive Holy Communion on that Sunday. And Christmas Midnight Mass is at 12 o'clock. You may go to Communion again at Midnight Mass. That's a new day, isn't it? So if you go to Communion at the 10 o'clock Mass on Sunday, you may go to Communion again at midnight on Christmas. However, now if you should come to Mass at the 10 o'clock Mass on Christmas Day, if you have been to Communion at midnight, you may not receive Communion a second time. So please, that's a bit confusing, so work to keep that straight, so that we will not make any mistakes. The ceremony for the blessing of the bread is included in today's bulletin. I'll get it all straight, I'm sure. There will be catechism class this morning. Wednesday is the feast of St. Nicholas. And as we said last week, do not hesitate to enjoy St. Nicholas. Treat the little children to a treat. And it doesn't have to be elaborate, just a tiny little treat. A little extra piece of candy or cookie or whatever, and place it at the head of their beds, allow St. Nicholas to place it at the head of their beds. The children will remember these little things as they grow older, and they in turn will make sure that Saint Nicholas will come to see their children when the time arrives. Thursday of this week is the vigil of the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. It is a fast and abstinence day. So therefore, we fast, those of us who fast, and we abstain from meat all day on that day. Friday is a holy day of obligation. And of course, we have to attend Mass on Friday. And the Masses in this church on that day will be at 6 in the morning, at 8 in the morning, and at 7 in the evening. Since it is a holy day, it is not a day, Friday is a holy day, therefore it is not a day of fast nor abstinence. So meat may be eaten on Friday of this week. We have here, some of these are early notices simply because we brought the bulletin down to Montgomery this morning. Of course, we announced the Ember Days this morning. They will be announced again. Sunday, this year's everything is different. Sunday of this year, of this month, before Christmas, the Vigil of Christmas, is a Sunday. And of course, we understand that since it is a Sunday, there is no fast or abstinence. The previous day, Saturday, however, will be because it is one of the Ember Days, the winter Ember Day. Keep this bulletin. Don't lose it. And I think that is all as far as the bulletin goes. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost, amen. Briefly, my Lord, my dear ladies, but I'm all messed up this morning, so please forgive me. We started Advent this morning, and I know that all of you, all of us, live mortified lives, at least more mortified than are lived elsewhere in the world by people of the marketplace. We know that. You know that. But like St. Paul said this morning, now is the time for us to rise from sleep and go to work. Almighty God does not let up on what he expects from us. And therefore, my dear people, try as most you can and as best you can during these days of Advent to turn a bit more ardently toward penance, a little more prayer, a little more patience, a little more humility, a little more kindness, a little more devotion in prayer. Just a little more. If you can do that, that is a blessing for us all. I have told you and I have told you and I have told you. The serpent is about to swing his tail. Take my word for it. The beast is already swinging the tail for his last time. And he's going to make sure that in this effort, he is going to get whoever and most ever he can. He is going to be much more industrious this time than at any other time. And as I have said before, at least you, us, and whoever else there is elsewhere of the true and holy faith, at least you stand tall, stand straight. And when you see that fearsome thing approach you, do not flinch. Stand tall stand strong, say your prayer, and do what is required of us, you, by Almighty God. You will one day come to see just exactly all the good that you have brought about in God's creation by the little things, may I say, the little grains of wheat. You have no earthly idea how many souls that one grain of wheat that you put into that ground, you have no idea, no way of knowing how many souls that one grain of wheat will nourish. There is no way of knowing. It's so tiny, it's so costless, it is so nothing, and yet that one tiny, insignificant grain, seed, if put in there with the proper intention and the proper goodwill and the proper piety and the proper holiness, that little grain is worth more than all the gold. You, my beloved people, can see that. How many elsewhere will not see that? And this means that we in our own households, that's where it all begins. In our own households, that the charity, the kindness, the compassion, the understanding, the holiness that we speak of between father and mother, between husband and wife, between parent and child, between brother and sister, if we cannot find these virtues there, and please tell me where we can go to find them. This demands sacrifice. Next Sunday, God willing, next Sunday, we're all going to see in the bulletin what eternal love has done for us. And we're going to ask ourselves next Sunday, how much have we done for eternal love? And as eternal love suffered, as we know how, then is it asking too much that we give love, father to mother, mother to father, husband to wife, wife to husband, parent to child, child to parent, brother to sister, and sister to brother. Precious people, how can it be otherwise for children of God? How can it be otherwise? We are His children.